For those of you who know about Eckerd College on Florida's Gulf Coast, you know that they have an incredible maritime program. But did you know they also have a search and rescue program? And recently in the Eckerd College newsroom, we saw an amazing story by Hillary Lehman about the fact that the Eckerd College search and rescue team leader has been honored with an endowment. And that is Associate Director of the Waterfront Program, Ryan Dilke, graduated in 1988. He was surprised by the unveiling of an endowment named in his honor. And we're going to tell you a little bit about it. So he's been a fixture at Eckerd College since the 90s and associate director of this program. He's guided decades of students through the waterfront and Eckerd College's search and rescue team. And now his longtime service is going to be commemorated for future generations of students with the creation of the Ryan Dilke 1998 endowment for the ECR, as the Eckerd College Search and Rescue Team is known. It is spearheaded by a generous $100,000 gift from Crystal Moser McCormick and Dane McCormick, who are friends of Dilke and his wife, and it will support ECSAR in its mission of education through service and keeping Tampa Bay boaters safe. It really is an incredible honor, but I really want to tell you a little bit about what he's done, because I don't think any of you may know the details of this. The ECSAR team was founded in 1971 in an effort to provide safety services for the college's water sport activities. In 1977, it extended its rescue service to the Tampa Bay boating community, and it received its first test of international proportions when the team was one of the first rescue units to respond to the Skyway Bridge disaster in May of 1980. Since then, the program has grown to become one of the most respected search and rescue organizations on the west coast of Florida. Dilke served as the ECSAR team as a marine science student and began working as shop supervisor at the waterfront. And after his graduation in 1998, he was called up to serve in the U.S. Coast Guard in 2001 post 9/11. He returned to Eckerd and ECSAR in 2006 as their coordinator, rising first to assistant director and then associate director of the waterfront program. He helps students look at problems from all angles, encouraging their critical thinking skills, and never fails to provide a new perspective. And he's touched countless lives there. So it's really an incredible program. So if you want to know more about what's going on at Eckerd College, and there is so much more, there are programs for pets who aid students who may need a little mental health support. There are Fulbright scholars. There is research. It's all on the eckerd.edu/news site. So for Eckerd College and Florida's Gulf Coast, I'm Lunchtime Conversation host Annette Weiser. And until school resumes and we resume their podcast, I've given you a little more insight into why Eckerd College is such a jewel in our community.